Hey guys, it's Carly. We are still on our holiday hiatus, but because we don't like to leave you for too long, we've made you mini episodes like this one you're about to hear.
This week's mini episode theme is year end quiz. Oh,
I love a good quiz.
So much happened this year.
Really, with so much breaking news, it's easy to feel like last week was a century ago.
It is nuts.
So certain things that are going to be in this quiz, we're going to think, wait, wasn't that 2016? No, it wasn't. It was this year. A lot happened. Were we paying attention is the question.
This is the question. One of my questions was genuinely going to be, name the things that happened in this year.
I can't name the things that happened in this day. Maybe last week? Yeah. No.
We had an Olympics, guys.
Well,
that's wild.
Same calendar year.
Yeah, I feel like we are all experiencing collective trauma-induced amnesia. And it's not our fault. It's the people making news' fault. But without further ado, who has a question they want to throw out to the group?
Well, guys, if you don't mind. In September 2018, a thief who bore a striking resemblance to Friends star David Schwimmer was caught on camera stealing from a restaurant in England.
I know.
The internet went wild when they noticed the similarity between the thief and David Schwimmer. What was the thief stealing from that restaurant? Was it A, a live chicken?
What?
B, a crate of beer cans? Or C, a rack of delicious and rare spices?
B, B, B.
So confident for one so young. Emmanuel?
I agree with Jamidra.
You guys, it's obvious. It was B, a crate of beer cans.
But why?
Because what else are you going to steal from a restaurant?
Yeah.
There's not going to be like a live chicken running around.
Maybe he was upset about global warming and he's like, I'm going to recycle as much as possible, even stuff that doesn't belong to me.
It is the baleful look that thief gives the camera is incredible. And David Schwimmer actually tweeted a video of him pretending to furtively steal the aforementioned cans of beer from a store with the words, "Officers, I swear it wasn't me. As you can see, I was in New York." And we all love David Schwimmer now?
Apparently, 2018 is a wild ride.
Wild ride.
Well, yeah, that was September. What you guys got?
So we all have our weird beauty tendencies, things that we do to keep looking fresh, right?
Yes.
My skincare regimen has gone up to like 25 minutes a day now. It's exhausting. Listen, I am tired right now.
I can't afford these products. But this year, Sandra Bullock decided to reveal a beauty secret of her own.
Oh.
And she shared that she partakes in quite an unusual facial regimen. See if you can guess which one she likes. Is it the snail facial?
Okay.
Perhaps a fungus facial.
Ew.
You know, there may be certain healing properties.
Yeah.
Or a penis facial.
What?
So A, B, or C?
Yeah, can we just pause for a second and clarify the details of the peen face?
All I know is it is something that I cannot afford and that Sandra Bullock and a few other celebrities attest by it. And I just told you what the answer is.
Jamidra. Wait, so like you just put a stranger's penis on your face? Some people do that for free.
I do not know the details, but yes.
While you've just been saying this, I've been Googling it. And it turns out this is a facial made from the serum of babies' foreskins.
That
is all we need to say on this topic. Emmanuel, over to you.
Now I'm just picturing...
No.
Now they have that visual.
Well, I also have the visual of Sandra Bullock at a bris collecting foreskins from Jewish children and making serum out of it.
Well, listeners, it was nice knowing you.
Exactly.
It's been a fun ride.
Whoa. Okay, one of the biggest headlines of this year was the whirlwind romance of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
How many days were they together? Closest number wins.
Ooh,
that's a good question.
90.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do some rudimentary A Beautiful Mind style mathematics. So I say 5 months at 30 days
each. I see the equations floating in my
head. I'll say 94.
161.
Oh, please.
They actually did better than we thought.
Is that longer than Kim and her husband?
I think
or
it's
her
longer.
Her second husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should stop making fun of Ariana and Pete so much because they made it 161 days. That's a long time.
That's
Pete has, to be fair, Pete has asked us to stop making fun of him and Ariana. So maybe in the new year.
Well, if he stops making a joke out of himself, maybe we'll stop laughing.
Rude.
Burn.
Okay, cast your minds back to March of this year when a certain lady called Tiffany Haddish sets the world on fire by revealing that she had witnessed a mystery celebrity bite Beyoncé on the face.
Okay.
At an after party for a Jay-Z Hoo-Hee concert a few months prior, actress Sanaa Lathan was revealed as the top suspect, and Sanaa responded to those rumors with the following words. "Y'all are funny. Under no circumstances did I bite Beyoncé. And if I did, it would have been a love bite, B, a delicious snack, or C, matter for the police."
What?
So I'm going to go with delicious snack because it's Beyoncé.
If I did bite her, it would have been a delicious snack.
She is a treat, but I'm going to go with A, love bite.
Emmanuel, you are correct. That's actually a really good defense, isn't it? It's like, she's basically saying, yeah, I did it. Quick side note. Do you remember Chrissy Teigen on Twitter said she thought she knew who it was and then realized that she got it wrong? And at the time she said, "I can only think of one person who would do this. I cannot say, but she is the worst." Who is she talking about?
Lena Dunham.
Oh.
My vote was Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Yeah.
Either or. Why not both?
Maybe both. Well, I'm going to go into the Twitter sphere now, and we're going to talk about a little drama that happened a couple months back this year. There was a celebrity who decided to hop on Twitter and defend a fellow rapper who was being dragged viciously by Black Twitter.
Uh-oh.
He then later had to take off his cape and recant his statements in favor of this rapper. Was this rapper A, Meek Mill? We know he likes the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
B, Chance the Rapper, or C, another guy who likes the Twitters and likes to talk about his theories on the Twitters, B.O.B.
Oh, hang on, Meek Mill, Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper literally has rapper in his name. I'm not going to go for B.O.B.
This sounds like something Chance would do because he wants to be liked by everyone and he's a Christian, etc.
You're right, sir.
Okay.
So if you remember correctly, after Kanye West's TMZ moment earlier this year and slavery was a choice and several other comments, Chance the Rapper hopped on Twitter in support of Kanye and he was promptly dragged.
Step down.
Upon which he had to then tweet that he was out of pocket and back up off that support. Yeah. Oh, the gifs and the memes were hilarious, but it happened.
Okay. Final question. And you guys can help each other if you need to.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Kardashian-Jenner sisters introduced not one, not two, but three new babies to the clan this year. Can you name these babies?
Okay, you said the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh. Stormy.
Stormy with an I.
Uh-huh. There is, Tristan and True.
Yes.
And there was one more. Was it Dream? But that wasn't, she's not a sister. She's like a sister. And how old is Dream now at this point?
Oh, okay, wait, so is it Chicago?
Chicago!
Yes!
Why do I know
there
this?
You go.
We
won, but did we really? Because we know this.
We did win this quiz and at life because we survived 2018.
Mm.
And that was not easy, at least for me.
Is John Oliver going to roll through and blow up the 2018? I feel like we need that. Every year, I need to see that visualization.
Yeah.
Instead of the ball dropping, let's just blow up.
It's so cathartic. Just blow it up.
I am so done, honestly. Good riddance to 2018.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Well, here's hoping 2019 takes this advice from Real Housewife of New York, Ramona Singer.
Hey, Gazette,
my husband.
Calm down.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
This episode was edited by Emmanuel Hapsis with help from Ashley Ann Krigman.
Thanks to Susie Racho, David Marcus, and Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. Until next week, find us on social media. I'm Excuse My Beauty.
I'm at Teacup in the Bay.
And I'm Jamidra Says.
Bye.